The itching feeling. the need to feel this, the need to fix things, to give life all that I have left. Have you seen another like it? Haven't even tried. I want the same thing for my friends, myself, my family. And I wanna feel that I'm alone for the drive. That is my purpose. That is my North Star. That is my echo, that is my reason, and I ask myself, how could I ever forget? The chilly evenings, the itching feeling, the need to let go, the need to feel this, the need to fix things, to give life all that I have left.
Keeping up with that coal miners theme, that's Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners with a song called North Star. When I first heard this, actually, I thought it was City in Color and had to Shazam it, but it is not. They are a very cool band from Colorado. Really cool indie scene there. And there's actually a movie called Lovers, and it's really interesting. It's an indie film that sort of explores the indie rock and roll scene there in Colorado. It was directed by Taylor McFadden. And I got to see the movie at the Denver Film Festival about a year and a bit ago. And Richie, Mitch, and the Coal Miners are one of those bands that is part of that scene. So check them out when you get a chance. Before that, brand new music from Kaylee Jade and the single Never Come Home Again. Kaylee won the Indigenous Songwriter Award at the Canadian Folk Music Awards last year. So congratulations to Kaylee Jade. Oh, wait, sorry, it was 2 years ago. Yes, 2 years ago, I think. Don't quote me on that. She did win it, though, in one of the 2 years that has just passed, okay? More new music for you. Once a Tree is Back. Jay Lee and Hayden Wolf, who began their folk music career back in 2012 by winning a songwriting contest. They were also married in the same year. They're from BC. And Jay Lee actually went off on her own for a little bit and did a solo record, which garnered her a nod for the Junos in the contemporary Indigenous category for the song Child of the Government. Here they are with a brand new track. Really love this one. Vampire Girl. Here it is on the jukebox.
Please, won't. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That's a track called Look What You Did by Montreal's Ribbon Skirt from the album Bite Down. That is track 8 on that album, and it was released on Mint Records. This is post-punk, raw, and it features really cool guitars, driving rhythms, and lyrics that explore love, grief, and indigenous heritage led by Anishinaabe vocalist Tashina Boswa. Lovely stuff. We've got Wilco coming up from their Grammy Award-winning album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. I Am Trying to Break Your Heart. Cool story. I actually heard this way before it came out. Jay Bennett produced my old band Stegger Crossing's second album last summer when we were famous. And when he was, you know, vying for the job, he ended up sending all these CDs and tapes to my address. My personally mailed them to me. It contained the entire Yankee Hotel rough mixes that never got to see the light of day until, I guess, recently. But I got to look for that stuff. I have some of that stuff on a hard drive somewhere. And I really need to find it because it's pretty magical. REM is on the show as well with Turn You Inside Out from Green. That album came out in 1988. Shiny Happy People's on that, but Turn You Inside Out is my favorite. Now we're going to play something from Nunavik, The Fog, a brand new single by Beatrice Deer. This came out in January. It's on her brand new album. It's her 8th studio album called Inuit Legend. And it's set for an April 3rd release on her own record label, produced by Mark Wheaton and Chris McCarran, who also played bass and guitar on the record. I hope that you enjoy this as much as I do. Here is Beatrice Deer, The Fog, on the Jukebox.
Thank you. This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is bird note. Millicent Ficken spent her career studying bird behavior and communication. The first woman to earn a PhD in ecology and evolutionary biology from Cornell in 1960, Ficken authored over 100 scientific papers. She discovered that male hummingbirds have a whole repertoire of songs rather than just one, outlined the linguistic differences between penguin species, and showed that chickadees take turns singing in the morning. She was also fascinated by how birds play together. Play is one of the most mysterious activities of animals, Ficken wrote. Her seminal 1997 article, Avian Play, was an exhaustive attempt to categorize these behaviors. One example was the great frigate bird, a black seabird with a prominent red throat pouch. Ficken noted that young great frigate birds swoop, pick up, and then drop leaves or other floating objects. She compared it to a kitten playing with a ball of yarn and suggested it might help fledglings learn to catch jumping fish and even steal food from other birds. Ficken found lots of evidence for avian play,